Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: turn up, turn around, and blow up. Now, the first two phrasal verbs have the word turn in them. And both of these phrasal verbs, the word turn actually means something a little bit different in both of the phrasal verbs turn up and turn around. So we'll talk about the different uses of the word turn in both of those phrasal verbs. Now, for each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll give an explanation about how to use the phrasal verb in each of those sentences. So let's take a look at our first phrasal verb, turn up. Now, turn up oftentimes means for something to be found, especially after it's been lost. So if something turns up, that means you have found it after it's been lost. So let's take a look at the example. Sentence number one. After a week of not being able to find my book, I knew it had to turn up sometime. So in this case, they've lost their book. Maybe they've misplaced it in a book bag, or they've left it at home or at school or somewhere. The book has been lost. And so they know that after a certain amount of time, the book's probably gonna turn up. They're probably gonna find it hidden underneath another book or hidden in a bag or something like that. The book is going to turn up, or it's going to be found. Sentence number two. When we went to the beach, Sarah couldn't find her towel, but she knew it would turn up once they packed up. So again, in this case, it means to be found, especially after being lost. So you can tell that Sarah can't find her towel when they go to the beach. She knows that once they start packing things up, they start moving things around, that the towel will probably turn up. It will probably be found, since it's been lost before. Let's take a look at sentence number three. Sammy only invited 50 people to the store opening, so he was surprised when over 100 people turned up. Now, this is a little bit different meaning of the phrasal verb turn up. It means to make an appearance or to arrive. So in this case, he only invited 50 people, but 100 people turned up. 100 people came or made an appearance at his store opening. He wasn't expecting that. He only invited 50, but 100 people turned up. 100 people came. Let's move on to our next phrasal verb, turn around. Now, turn around oftentimes means a motion. You're turning your body either left or right, but you're turning all the way around so that you're facing the opposite direction. You're facing the behind view where you were normally facing this way. So let's take a look at the sentences. Sentence number one. When Janelle heard someone yell her name behind her, she turned around to see who it was. So in this situation, Janelle's facing one way. Somebody behind her yells, and she turns around to see who it was. She turned her body all the way around. Let's take a look at sentence number two. After Ryan caught the ball in the outfield, he quickly turned around to throw it back to the first baseman. So in this sentence, you can tell Ryan is playing baseball. He's in the outfield. When the ball gets hit, it probably gets hit over his head. He goes, catches the ball, and then has to turn around to be able to throw the ball back to the infield. So he's turning his whole body around. Sentence number three. John's boss wanted him to get the project turned around in under a week, so he knew it would be stressful. This is a little bit different version of the phrase turn around. In this case, turn around means to get something done or to finish a project or a task. You might have someone say, "How quickly can you get that turned around? How quickly can you finish that task?" So let's look at the sentence again. John's boss wanted him to get the project turned around in under a week, so he knew it would be stressful. So in this situation, John has a project. He needs to get the project finished. His boss wants him to turn it around in a week. His boss wants him to finish the project in a week. So that implies a deadline or a due date. You're finishing something. Let's move on to phrasal verb number three, blow up. There are a couple of different versions of this phrasal verb, so we'll talk about all three of them in each of the sentences. Sentence number one. When the SWAT team heard the ticking noise get faster, they knew something was about to blow up. So the definition of blow up in this sentence means to explode, especially in a dangerous way. And so in this situation, the SWAT team, which is a team that normally deals, they're specially trained, they deal with emergency situations. They heard the ticking getting faster, which you can imagine was a bomb. When the ticking got faster, they imagined that it was about to blow up. It was about to explode in a dangerous way. That's the first way, and oftentimes the most common way that you hear the phrase blow up. Sentence number two. After Sherry heard the news about her boyfriend cheating on her, she blew up and furiously yelled at him. So in this situation, blow up means to react in a strong way, in an emotionally charged way. So you can imagine their emotions are almost blowing up. So in this case, Sherry heard some bad news about her boyfriend. She got very angry and she blew up. She started yelling at him. So in that case, it's more of a figurative blowing up. Your emotions are blowing up. Let's go on to sentence number three. After Caitlin posted the video on YouTube, her brother's band video blew up overnight with over 2 million views. So in this case, blow up means to become well known through social media or other avenues, but it means that your video kind of figuratively also blew up. A lot of people are listening to it. A lot of people have seen it. It's kind of, we would also call this going viral. If something gets a lot of views or a lot of people see it, you would say that it had blown up. So in this case, Caitlin posted the video on YouTube and overnight it blew up. It had almost 2 million views. So in this, today we talked about three different phrasal verbs: turn up, turn around, and blow up. I hope these explanations were helpful for you, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future. Thanks.